and he dictated Mama a letter. You know, a petition.
Yeah.
We want to build a school room, and he went to the lumber yard, and he had the room figured out, how big we needed, had the teacher to show him, figured out, and he figured out that if ever parishioner on this island would pay $3 per person, per man, per family, we could we'd have enough money to buy this lumber and build this classroom. So Pop saddled his old horse and he took from door to door, and he collected that $3. He gave it to the lumber yard. The lumber yard sent the money down here. The people got together and they built that classroom. Well, then we had three classrooms. That was about 27. We had three classrooms. Well, they sent us three teachers. Well, then it went on like that. I think I finished, I went to the sixth grade in 25. I think in 27 I finished. Long time ago, you see, they didn't have the, if you finished the seventh grade, you had finished grammar school. So that's what I got, grammar school. I finished the 27th. I mean, the seventh grade, I think, in about 27.
Yes, ma'am.
And then after that, school went on as it was till about 30. Well, then people begin to say, you know, things begin to get better, and people say, well, Conallen needs a high school. Passed the petition again for a high school. But we had to build a school. So sure enough, they wouldn't give us a high school, but they give us a 10th grade school. And then you had to have the teachers to qualify in those days. Well, at first it didn't go just right the first year, second year, though we got good teachers. And our first graduation, it went on a 10th grade school, I think, from 30. Now, some of these things is not just accurate on the date, because I kind of forget what just exactly what year. But I think from 30 to 35, we had our first graduation class. You know, high school, our first high school. And then since then, we've graduated, like this year, we're going to have 15 in the class this year. Mm-hmm. We've graduated since 35 from 2 to 16 in the class, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Each year we have a graduation class, and that's what we have this year, 15 graduates this year. One of them got married.
Yeah.
And that's the way we fought it on through all these years. And this year I have one of my grandsons that, I shouldn't say grandson. One of my grandsons is a champion of 2 mile, 1 mile, and 880. The one you saw in the picture.
That's Bork.
Bork. And then his little sister won a mile race yesterday. She came out first in the parish in a mile race yesterday. Yeah. And then basketball, they're pretty good. They've been champions for several years.
Yeah.
But they.
What did y'all play here when you were a kid?
Games. Baseball was our game in those days. I never got to play basketball. Never did. We didn't have it in those days. We didn't have no library. It just wasn't. It didn't. You know, they didn't give it to us like. Our parish furnished us nothing. They didn't. And well, it didn't exist as much as today either.
Okay, now, when you were first coming up, tell me about the first house you lived in.
First house I lived in was a, I like to call a bungalow, but it's made like these old Acadian houses, you know, built like this, you know, just straight, three rooms.
Straight what? Straight?
Just, you know, just straight down with big wide planks. You know, like
you talking about the top of the house?
Yeah. You know, it was just built a plain old rough house, and with a porch.